What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Donald Trump is looking increasingly rattled after 2 to 3 weeks of being asked about Jeffrey Epstein. Rather than getting more comfortable skirting around the answers, he continues to dig himself into a deeper and deeper hole, and that's what I want to break down today. He inadvertently revealed that there is a list, but he actually knows the list in his mind. While he was on the White House lawn moments ago, before he hopped on Air Force One to go to Scotland, he says, I'll give you a list. I can give you the list of the people who lived with Jeffrey Epstein, implying that Trump was so close to Epstein, he just knows who's on the list. It's all becoming increasingly obvious what happened here, and I'll lay out the timeline as we lay out the series of events today. First, can I point out that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is setting a second meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. So he is meeting with her for the second day, and I just want to break this all down. So the timeline in my mind, Donald Trump gets into office promising to release the Epstein files, the MLK files, all of the files. Then Attorney General Pam Bondi even says, the list is on my desk. See these influencers come out. They have the list in this binder. So they are flaunting the list. They are using this for politics and their own political gain. Then in May, we learn that Donald Trump was sat down and the Justice Department told him to his face that his name is among many in the Epstein files. Bondi also told the president at the meeting that the Justice Department decided to not release any more Epstein documents because of the presence of child pornography and the need to protect the victims. When the Justice Department officials reviewed what AG Pam Bondi called a truckload of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, they discovered that Donald Trump's name appeared multiple times, according to senior administration officials. Remember, right after that, Elon Musk tweeted out, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. This is the series of events, and Elon Musk was for once telling the direct truth. His name was in the files, Trump's, and that's the reason they had not been made public. And now we know that due to reporting from the Wall Street Journal. This takes me back to the Deputy Attorney General meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, because now that we have the timeline set out, we can talk about how Trump has reacted or his lack of reaction. They have refused to release anything other than trying to release the grand jury testimony, which is just weak. It's not what anybody had asked for. Now, they're sitting down with Ghislaine Maxwell behind closed doors, and Trump is not ruling out pardoning or granting clemency to Ghislaine Maxwell. First, this reads, Deputy Attorney General Blanche to meet for second day with Maxwell. Quote, I want all the information out, said Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, but I don't trust Todd Blanche, Pam Bondi, and Donald Trump to release all of the information. They're going to release selective information. And right now, Ghislaine has every incentive to incriminate political opponents while exonerating Donald Trump. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, after answering questions for 6 hours on Thursday, is expected to have a second meeting on Friday with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. These are highly unusual interviews coming behind closed doors at the direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, who herself has botched this entire thing. So right when the DOJ and Trump are under intense pressure to give some sort of answers and provide full transparency, my question to you all is, do you really think they're going to provide full transparency? Say Todd Blanche did come out and say, this is exactly what Ghislaine Maxwell told me. Would you trust Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche when they have every political incentive to try to exonerate Trump at this point? I would not believe them, especially after all of this reporting. And by the way, if you appreciate us shining some light on the truth, on the facts, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I am eternally grateful for all of you. I hope all of you are having a great, great Friday, and we're going to make it a great weekend. Thank you. This brings us on to Donald Trump on the White House lawn. This is where he sort of admits. He admits he has a list. I can give you a list. I can give you a list of people who lived with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, what? Why would you admit this?
But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about charges.
Can you trust what she's telling him? She's a convicted trafficker who's eager to get out of prison.
Well, you know, he's a professional lawyer. I think he's been through things like this before. But, you know, you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
He can give them a list. He has the list in his head of people who were in and around Jeffrey Epstein's place, but all of a sudden he has nothing to do with it whatsoever. He said in 2003, Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. He likes his girls young. Jeffrey Epstein was asked in a deposition, have you and Donald Trump ever socialized in the presence of girls under the age of 18? Jeffrey Epstein pled the fifth. Right away, he pled the fifth and said, I cannot answer that. Right before that, he said, yes, I have socialized with Donald Trump generally. So it's increasingly obvious what they're trying to hide, but the clips get worse. So after Donald Trump says, I can give you a list, I can provide you the list, he's then asked, do you maintain that you did not write that letter to Jeffrey Epstein for his birthday?
You did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier.
See, this is so disgusting. He admitted a few days ago during a press conference, anytime anyone asks me the nasty questions, I'm just going to bring up Obama. And that's what he's doing. He's pivoting to Obama every single time. The worst part is, it's working. MAGA supporters are so just like easy to distract that it's working. All over my Twitter feed, they can't wait for the arrest of Obama for doing nothing. It's incredibly disgusting and such a clear, clear distraction. By the way, just to clarify, in 2016, there were multiple bipartisan investigations, not by Obama, by our intelligence communities, by multiple organizations that have nothing to do with the government. All of these investigations came out and it said, Russia tried to interfere with the election through social media, through bots, through disinformation to help Donald Trump, but they didn't have the technology to hack our machines. They didn't hack our machines at all. Now, every single report since then, done by Republicans in 2020, done by Democrats in 2022, all of the reports have come out and said the same exact thing. Russia tried to interfere with our elections, but they don't have the technology to hack the machines. Now, Tulsi Gabbard and Trump are coming out and saying, see, Russia never hacked our machines. You dirty Democrats are lying. But remember, that's never the claim that we were making. Nobody was making the claim they hacked our machines. It was a more nuanced claim that Russia was interfering with our elections through disinformation in a ground-up way. So we have to continue to fight back against Trump's disinformation while fighting back against foreign disinformation. It is a complete mess. That's what we do on this channel. Then a reporter asks, what are you hoping to get out of the meeting with Maxwell?
Well, I don't know about the meeting. I know it's taking place, and he's a fantastic man. He's a great attorney, and people should really focus on how well the country's doing, or they should focus on the fact that Barack Hussein Obama led a coup, or they should focus on the fact that Larry Summers from Harvard.
He did it again. Why is he pivoting to Larry Summers? Immediately pivots to Barack Obama. To the Trump supporters watching, I know you guys watch. You leave comments in my videos all the time. You see this, right? The choreography isn't hard to see. Trump dances around the questions that he's asked and immediately pivots to Obama, to Obama. He tries to pivot to the most divisive issues possible. If you saw my interview last night on Newsmax, it's my last video on the channel. I urge you to go watch it. It's a really funny panel that blows up because the host gets mad at me. Then I tried to bring it back to Epstein and issues that all Americans should actually care about. The Republicans always in these debates try to pivot back to the most divisive issues. What about transgender issues in sports? What about Obama? What about this divisive issue that you should care about? No, let's talk about the issues that everybody can get behind. So I'm going to link that in the description below. Go check that out after this video. In this next clip, he's asked, how do you think the Supreme Court's ruling that benefited you on presidential immunity would apply to Obama? And this is one of the arguments that Republicans are having a hard time dancing around, because there is a case named Donald Trump versus the United States, where Donald Trump argues that anything that's an official act, an act made in the purview of the executive branch while you're the president, is legal. You can do anything, basically, while you're the president. This was the whole King's argument that we've made. But that same argument, the same ruling, then extends to Obama or President Biden or any other president. So it's such an easy argument. Shouldn't President Obama have presidential immunity if Trump has immunity? Let's watch this.
Thank you, Mr. President. How do you think that the Supreme Court ruling that benefited you on presidential immunity would apply to former President Barack Obama and what you're accusing him of doing?
It probably helps him a lot. Probably helps him a lot, the immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all. But it probably helps him a lot. Well, he's done criminal acts, there's no question about it. But he has immunity, and it probably helped him a lot.
He just said it probably helped him a lot like 8 times. But even he has no substance. He has no argument against this, no pivot. He just tries to maintain the fact that this ruling does exist. And finally, he's asked, would you consider a pardon or commutation for Ghislaine?
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if
it's something I haven't thought about. I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
He didn't even rule it out. He says, I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I haven't thought about. Meaning, if he gets the right answers, potentially, he could pardon somebody like this. Shouldn't you immediately say no? When he said years ago, I wish her well, a lot of people thought it was just a slip of the tongue, but I think that was low-key hiding the fact that he does wish her well, and he might still wish her well. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate what I do, drop a like, subscribe. We will relentlessly cover this so that Ghislaine Maxwell doesn't give some weird, pivoty answer that essentially exonerates Donald Trump, which gets her a pardon, because that is all Trump wants. Ghislaine Maxwell to stay silent and never, never incriminate him. Maybe that's why he wished her well. I'm going to leave it there. See you all in the next video. Peace out.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.